We gather every year to remember and to be mischazik in what was the contribution of Rabbi Yanki Meishid Kolevsky Zichron Levracha to the yeshiva. I met someone last week, well into his 40s, who told me that I asked him, what do you remember about Rav Kolevsky's shir? He told me that he was in his shir. I said, I remember the joy of learning. It has never left me since then. And he said his Torah with such a geschmackheit, like people said, they could feel the honey dripping from his lips. His Avos HaTorah, where does that come from? Where does that joy come from? There's a, I once heard that this, just like you have appetite for food, gives you pleasure. Certain things are built-in pleasures in a person. You have a pleasure of understanding. When the light bulb goes off, it goes on, like it's like the symbol they use for someone has an idea. When you have an idea, a certain true thing hits you, you have pleasure from it. You feel a pleasure. It could be a simple thing. It could be figuring out a crossword puzzle. Anything, or answering a puzzle, or answering a question, any simple question. You always have enjoyment from knowing emes, the enjoyment of something true. Is a tremendous pleasure. The mind just enjoys that. The deeper the truth, the deeper the pleasure. And the Chazon Ish writes in his letter, "Ein simcha gedolo mishemakias oira shel emes." There's no greater simcha than someone who's makia the light of lights of truth. It means there's a light of truth. There's a light of light. That means that there's a Rabban Shalom whose wisdom permeates the world. When you recognize the light of lights, the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no greater simcha than that. The simcha of understanding everything is a joy. The simcha of understanding Torah is the greatest joy there is. Someone told me that he was once walking up Press Street in Eretz Yerushalayim. You know where Press Street is? Press Street is the street that leads up to a famous movie house in Yerushalayim. No longer a movie house, but I forgot what it's called, but it was a famous movie house. And right around the corner from that lived the Briskerhof, Press Street. It was a snowy night. He was walking up Press Street and he sees in front of the Briskerhof a man is dancing in the snow. There was light was shining, you could see. Man was dancing, an old man was dancing in the snow. Wonder what's going on here. Meshugana. He gets closer, he sees the Sablazer Shach. Yeah. He had just come out of the Briskov's house. He asked the Briskov a Shver Rambam. The Briskov told him Pshat in the Rambam. He was so happy with his Pshat. He went outside, he started dancing from Simcha. That someone who's Makir Emes, has joy from Emes, can dance from the Simcha of knowing the Emes. And Rav Kolevsky was a Mechapis Emes in his Torah. He was a Ma'ayin, a Gewaltige Ma'ayin, a Mamik. And he looked for Emes. He didn't look to say something nice. He looked to say something Emes. And when he said something Emes, it gave him joy. And that joy dripped from his lips as he spoke to the Talmidim. And the Talmidim were, the Talmidim remained with a lifetime of an impression of what it means to be a Gan Torah. That contribution is what the contribution he made to the yeshiva. It still exists. Those who knew him, those who heard Torah from him, were in his shir. Those who heard Talmidim in his shir. Impressions here. The Ava, the Einig, the Simcha that you have from the Emes of Torah. So that's, we have to be zeich, we daven every day, Barevna Hashem Elokeinu, as Divei Sa'osu B'Fiyu. You daven that Hashem should give us that pleasure of being able to be zeichet to the emes of Torah, and then we'll have pleasure. That's how Torah becomes sweet. People, I always get a question from young bochurim: how could I enjoy learning? I don't enjoy learning. So, 13, 14-year-old doesn't enjoy learning. So, I tell them that until you get something clear, you can't enjoy it. You don't have the Gemara clear enough. If you go over it and get every detail clear, you'll enjoy it. You'll have pleasure from Torah. But when you have confusion, you have the opposite of pleasure. You have pain. You have to learn and get things clear. If the chazal is over, get things clear, then you'll have pleasure. That's the contribution that we were all zechet to from Avkalevsky Zechon Levrocha. And this Sude, this Mesibish bin Ili, Ishmosoi, and Ishbi Zechet, I'm sure what he's doing is Mechadish Morta, Noel Mahemes. And being zeichet to new ideas and deeper havonas in Torah, because that's what Olam Haba is. Olam Haba is just learning Torah. So we should all be zeichet to this chus of our mesibi here to come a little bit more closer to that meaning that he had in Torah, and to be zeichet to be yogiyah in Torah, and to be say our own chidushim. We should also come to that simcha. Shabrocha and Atzlocha and Chulu and Shabi'ilin Ishmosa.